The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. More people are listening to podcasts on computers. According to new data from Libsyn's The Feed podcast, total plays via computer rather than mobile increased by almost a percentage point to 12% of downloads. Rob Walsh, the company's VP of Podcaster Relations, say that those changes have to do with people starting to stay at home and that he would expect the figure to drop more next month for mobile. Apple Podcasts is still the market leader for consumption, though more people are listening via Android devices, according to the company. The 2020 winners of the New York Festival Radio Awards have been announced. The CBC were awarded Broadcaster of the Year. Their Hunting Warhead podcast awarded as Best Investigative Reporting. Winners also included Wondery, CBS News Radio, ESPN, WNYC Studios, The Melbourne Age, and Lantiga Williams & Co. We link to the full winners from our episode notes and our newsletter today. It's official, Apple Podcasts have announced that they do have over 1 million shows in more than 100 languages in 175 countries and regions. They recently launched Apple Podcasts in 20 more countries. SiriusXM, which owns Pandora, have released a 2019 at a glance statement. Monthly active users for Pandora have decreased. There's more work to do to realize Pandora's potential, says CEO Jim Mayer. Spotify's podcast ads product has been launched in Germany. The product allows targeted advertising within Spotify Originals podcasts and claims to offer advertisers more accurate measurement. Libsyn now has integration with Headliner, and podcast host Captivate have launched a set of additional analytics for all Captivate podcasters. I'm on their advisory board. And if you work for a podcast host, you might like to know that artwork file names with more than one period in them will, even if they're within specification otherwise, fail the Apple podcast validation process. It's not written anywhere, so we've shared that with Apple. Changing times mean changing consumption, and speaking in a webinar yesterday organised by Megaphone, Jeremy Weiner, Megaphone's Director of East Coast Sales, said, "What we're not seeing is any kind of dip in listenership, but we are definitely seeing changes in that the listenership is pretty even throughout the day, as opposed to spiking in the morning and evening." We've more of that transcript in our show notes today. Soundstripe surveyed over 320 video freelancers and creative agencies about the impact the coronavirus has had on their business. That's not good news. Over half of those surveyed have lost more than three quarters of their projects, and almost 25% have shut their businesses altogether. But the Locked On Podcast Network, a leading sports network, claims that its audience is still growing, even without sports. The company's audience is up 75% year on year. And in podcast news, the host of cybersecurity podcast The Cyberwire, Dave Bittner, is the only one in the office, according to a video he's posted online. You should watch it. It's linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Hang in there, Dave. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.